You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Good morning, everyone. It is Saturday morning, May 23rd, year of our Lord 2020. We are in the live stream audio chat with Exoterre Rick. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Mr. Psychologist.
We are also here joined by Golden Skidmark.
Hello, hello.
Hello,
sounds great.
Check.
Sounds good. Check, 1, 2. We're also in the live stream joined by Rolo. Good morning, Rolo. Good morning, Rolo.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Good morning.
Exoterre Rick is from Port Macquarie, Australia, which is somewhere north of Sydney, Australia.
Yep.
Golden Skidmark's on the other west coast in Perth, Australia. And Rolo is north of Sydney in Newcastle.
You got all.
So this is really the FART audio chat. Fakeologist Australia Roundtable, the way the acronym was meant to be. That's how it started. That's how it's ended.
Thanks to Napoleon Wilson. Napoleon Wilson spotted that. Whatever that word is when you
big shout out. Point. Big shout out, Denny. Denny up there in Manchester. Remember me, Denny?
No, he does.
Who doesn't remember you?
He hasn't got over you yet.
Hey guys. So some news for today. Joe Rogan has left YouTube. So that's a massive loss for YouTube.
No, he left or he got kicked off.
No, he hasn't.
No, he went to Spotify. They paid him $100 million, and he went
Are
to Spotify. And
but he hasn't left.
Joe Rogan
hasn't left.
Yeah.
He's
not leaving just yet, and they'll only put clips up afterwards. But yeah, he's gone to Spotify. Well done. I say fuck YouTube.
What happened to DLive? I thought that was the other option because that's where what's his name went. What's his name? The biggest podcast in the world. What's his name again? YouTuber. No, the biggest YouTuber. He's got a really
PewDiePie
got paid how many million dollars to go back to YouTube? It was like 50 million or 100 million, or it was a huge sum of money, and he's now on YouTube again. And they paid
luck to him.
Yeah.
But why do we care about these leading mainstream actor people? Well, Rolo does.
I've never listened to PewDiePie or Joe Rogan because I don't trust Joe Rogan at all.
Yeah, well, he's a bit of a pothead. When he got Alex Jones in the studio, and he's smoking
DMT,
a couple of bumpers,
pot,
and he gets him high. Yeah, when you're in a closed environment. When I was getting my teeth, I got all my teeth fixed the other day by my next door neighbor.
Yeah.
And when I was on
what
the
did he use?
On the nitrous,
tool? Did he?
I was
is
on
he
the
a
nitrous,
dentist or is he a carpenter?
He's a proper dentist. Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
Or a blacksmith.
I'll tell you something.
Do you have the Rona?
Of course I don't. I mean, it doesn't exist.
Okay. Simon calls it the Morona. The Morona. I like that.
The Morona. Why not? I like COVIDiots. I think COVIDiots is a great name.
Wait, who are the COVIDiots? I'm always confused by COVIDiots. Are we the COVIDiots or are the people, that have it?
No.
Who are the COVIDiots?
The people that have blue masks are COVIDiots.
Oh, they're the COVIDiots.
Oh, I'd say that's what I call them. Well, I would if I knew that name, but that's a good name.
You wear your mask when you're driving around, don't you, Rick? You wear your mask.
Listen, look, Rollo.
I like it. I like what Tim calls it, a face diaper. Let's call it that. That's the best.
That's a good
Who's
one.
Tim? Who's Tim?
Tim Osman.
Oh, Osman. Yeah. He's on it. Yeah.
There's no better commentator out there about this stuff. This guy is smarter than me. He speaks better. He's what I wish I could be. The only thing he went wrong with is this guy that blasted off in a rocket.
Be careful what you wish for, man. Be careful.
No, I'm just kidding.
What you wish for, mate.
I'm kidding, yeah. But he's very well spoken. And I am one of his, I patronize him. I send him some bucks every month, as everyone should who likes content.
Good. Good point. And what about No Agenda? Have you sent him another $200 to get an ad or what?
Well, I usually do it once a year because, look, I look at it this way. My wife used to buy People magazine. That thing is over $250 a year because it comes every week. Mm-hmm. And that's a subscription, I guess. We don't pay for that anymore.
That is so expensive for a magazine, isn't it?
Well,
is
you get it every week. It's a weekly magazine. It used to be.
Okay.
It came every week. It's glossy. It's color. You got to pay the postman and all that. So I see where the cost is involved. But
Do you think you got value for money though? $200 and how many more hits did you get on fakeologist.com?
Well, I'm not in it for the hits, but I listened to those guys put out 6 hours a week. That's a lot of talking.
I don't trust them.
I don't either, but I get a lot of leads. For instance, they talk a lot of tech talk. I get a lot of leads, ideas. You don't get ideas if you're just sitting not listening to anybody. So I don't care if they're guardrailers. That's what Tim calls people that control the information. They keep you in your lane. They don't go off the beaten path. So they're guardrailers. For sure they're guardrailers. For sure.
And their audio, I'll give you this, their audio quality is just the best. It is the best. Yeah. I'll give them
I'll listen to it.
You know, when you're old like us, you go...
They're older
well,
than you.
Are they?
They are. They are.
Yeah. John's in his 60s.
Trying to make money out of this.
Oh, well.
But you just know... I trust you, Ab. I wouldn't talk to you otherwise. You know what I mean?
I listened to a really good podcast this morning, and it was an interview with Sam Kinison's brother. Who, you remember Sam?
What's he died in that car accident.
Yeah. I'll play a bit. Yeah. You got the link?
Oh, I know. I haven't got. Oh, yes, I'll send it to you. But anyway, it's the Ed Opperman report, the Opperman report, and it was.
All right.
It just says, it's the latest one that says Sam Kinison's brother, who was also a preacher. So Kinison and his three brothers were all preachers, but... Sam Kinison and Ed Opperman. It was the Opperman Report, which is quite a big show. It's on FM now.
Sam Kinison?
It's Sam Kinison's brother, so I don't know what
that's his name? Kinison's brother? Brother Bill.
I'll have a look.
I'm joking.
Have a look.
Three days ago.
What a voice he had. Sam Kinison, he could scream like no other.
Oh, unbelievable. Anyway, listen to this, though. So,
is that coming through?
No.
Nope.
Nothing. No. But anyway, regardless, what I'm
That's
saying...
That's not coming through?
No. He talks... Because Sam Kinison was best friends with... Who's the guy that your favourite announcer, the long curly hair and the big nose, as Rollo said last week?
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Okay, so yeah. Howard Stern, when Sam died, he sent his brother a message. He goes, Sam was my best friend. He goes, but Sam wasn't. Sam didn't think I was his best friend. Like, he had other friends.
They always say that.
But what he said is...
When Brett Whiteley died, everybody was his best friend.
Yeah, I know.
I slept. Hey, I'll tell you a story. I went down to Illawarra and slept in the bed when he OD'd on heroin. I went and especially went and slept in that bed with my wife.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
That is
weird. I know. But there was
that working now?
I love Brett. My wife loved Brett Whiteley's paintings.
Were you his best friend, Robert?
No, I wasn't. No, but You're a, I mean, I see Brett Whiteley in your paintings, some of them.
Brett Whiteley was a talent.
Is that coming through, guys?
No, nothing. But anyway, what I was saying, why was interesting that Bill, the other comedian that I'm not going to be able to remember his name, Bill, that they think is Alex Jones.
Bill Cosby?
Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks came from the same.
Yeah.
Bill Hicks came from the same town as Sam Kinison, and so Ed Offerman said, "So do you think Bill Hicks is Alex Jones?" And he just went straight away. He goes, "No way." He goes, "He goes, I haven't heard that before, but he goes, I know, because this guy isn't a conspiracy theorist. He's a preacher." Being interviewed, just talking about his brother, because Sam Kinison was I liked him. I thought he was really
good. Oh, that scream of his.
Yeah, hey, really good.
Have you guys seen the when he first rocked up on Letterman?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
he's apparently.
I'll find it. It's honestly so fucking funny, man. It's the best.
Yeah, well, this interview on the Opperman Report is really worth listening to, because this guy just. He knows so many people and just name drops name after name. But he said Bill Hicks is definitely not Alex Jones. He said there's no way. Apparently Bill Hicks could not crack America. He was only big in England. I didn't know that. I thought he was big in America, but he wasn't.
Sorry, Rick.
But tell us about yourself. Who is Bill Kinison?
Here we go. Well, I'm an old bald man, getting older by the day. I'm Sam's brother, his older brother, and I managed him. I was his personal manager.
All right.
And let's see, what else have I done? I've won a Grammy. I have written a best-selling book. We have a movie in.
You guys want to hear more of that?
Keep going. Yeah.
Development with Universal.
Oh, you got.
No.
Well, basically, there
was John Belushi, and there was James Belushi, right? Who would you want to listen to, John or James?
John.
Yes, exactly.
But what I'm saying is this interview, his brother really, because his brother was his manager, and he goes through, he talks about Howard Stern, he talks about Bill Hicks, and like, this guy knew them as close friends, and Sam, what's his name, the radio announcer, he was. Howard Stern wrote the forward to the book that he won his award for about the life of Sam Kinison. And as I said, I was a big fan of Sam Kinison. I just remember that. Remember the song "Wild Thing" he did with. But apparently this is a good story. So one night, apparently Howard Stern made Bon Jovi. They would never have been a band if Howard Stern hadn't played them. And one night, apparently they fell out and had a big falling out, and they refused to talk to him.
It was over something or other.
Anyway, Sam Kinison has said, "Look, I want you to become friends with him again." He goes, "This guy, you owe this guy an apology." So one night, there was a huge party, and Bon Jovi and Sam Kinison and all these other rock stars were back in this party in LA, and they rang up Howard Stern.
What's up, you crazy hot dogs? Have y'all ever heard of these things called special access programs? If you look at something like the Manhattan Project, the people working on various aspects of that project were never told what the project was actually for. They never knew the full picture, and they didn't even know what the person next to them was working on. Well, sometimes I feel like after or around World War II, the world got plunged into a sort of simulation. And it's hard to put my finger on exactly why I feel that way. But sometimes when I really start to think about it, or I stumble across a piece of information, it starts to click into place, and my suspicions become ever more confirmed. You might ask yourself, who controls these compartmented programs? I mean, there has to be some kind of oversight, right? Well, no. A president can't find out what the compartmented programs are about, and even the elected representatives who sign off on the funding for some of these projects have no idea what they're actually about. Well, that becomes a little weird then, doesn't it? because if the public has no way to influence the nature of these programs, then these programs exist entirely independently of what a population wants. Do you think that the director or key people in these intelligence agencies throughout the world are the ones who come up with these compartmented programs and who decide whether or not they're going ahead? No. Maybe to some degree they can influence whether or not they happen, but they're not at the top. And that's when it starts to get really weird. The more and more I look into it, the more it starts to appear that there's a sort of transnational body. Neither private sector nor public sector, but a little bit of both. Loyal to no nation, but in control of many, that decides what these programs consist of. And that's when it gets scary. That's when it gets really scary. Tell me if this story sounds familiar. It's several years ago. Some buildings in your country are attacked by men belonging to an Eastern religion. Their mastermind is a man with connections to Saudi Arabia. And the event is so upsetting and kills so many of your fellow citizens that you and everyone else around you support going to war to get revenge. Do you think I'm talking about 9/11? I'm not. Just a few years before we had our thing, Russia had its thing. See, these apartment buildings started.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. All right, that's on Fakeologist.com. That is a YouTuber who is named Faceless Propaganda. And he's got some crude animation.
I was just getting into that.
I know, it's fantastic. The guy is sort of he sounds like a hillbilly kind of hick accent, no offense. But he's very smart and does fantastic videos. Crude animation. I don't mind crude animation, but it gets the point across, and that is a fantastic video. And yeah, he's not talking about 9/11. He was talking about the Russian apartment bombings of 1999.
Yeah, that was the Chechens got blamed for it. Right.
And then there's Benoit.
In fact, yes, I wanted to jump on that bombing thing that you said in 1999 in Russia. The first occurrence I ever came across of that event was in a book about the British Secret Service. And they mentioned in that book that the whole supposed bombing or semi-bombing of that building in Moscow was only made for the election of Vladimir Putin in 1999.
Yeah.
At least they are claiming this in an official book that is it's not something that you find over the internet.
Yeah, that was a big story though in the day. That was a big story. And that's what made me think about 9/11 when that building went down and they blamed the Chechens and they used that to get Putin in. Or Putin, it became a very big pro-Putin story.
And he's still in.
One of the stories, if you remember that one, that kind of put into the mind of the public the idea that the Russian was dealing with something serious was the hijacking of the Beslan public school, if you remember that one.
Yeah, but all the kids got killed.
What about the one that happened? Like, it was in some sort of concert, wasn't it? Chechen sort of terrorists.
No, there was one in some theater in Moscow.
Yeah.
Where allegedly the Russian special forces gassed the whole building and killed some of them and all of the terrorists.
That's a different one, isn't it? What year was that? I can't remember.
That's a different one. So allegedly the responsible are the same because it's always blame on the Caucasian people. But
it'll be 1991 or something. Something similar.
Let me play another clip, guys. Guess what year this is? This is from 2003, Dead Zone.
All right, what's going on? Just let me think about where to start.
Well, he saw something. What is it?
I saw a virus. I think some kind of disease.
a virus? Like what? Like SARS?
I don't know. All I know is that it's highly infectious. It may be fatal. Right now, we could all be infected. If we take this outside, we risk the whole town.
Johnny, how big is this going to get?
I don't know. We just have to do everything we can to stop this, starting right now, Walter.
He's right. All right, here's what's going to happen. We need to make sure that everybody that's inside stays inside. I'm going to get a few deputies on it. We'll call it a lockdown.
Lockdown?
Well, until I come up with something better.
Halt. No. No, you cannot lock the school doors. Halt.
This is for your family's safety.
Well, I get sick, too.
Maybe we should wear masks. What difference does it make? According to you, we've already been exposed. Let's get one thing straight, Mr. Smith. I'm responding to political pressure.
You have no reason to be scared. Let me ask you something, Andy. Animals. You've been around any animals in the backyard, even, let's say, a skunk, a raccoon? I'm going to swab the inside of your mouth with this little Q-tip. Trying to get a handle on this animal. Damn efficient airborne transmission. Blood tests and swabs aren't telling us much. We know it acts like a virus. It causes high fever and respiratory distress. Tracking and treating a mysterious outbreak like this would take the CDC months.
We better get started then. Anyone who hasn't been exposed already needs to wear a mask.
China. Isn't that where flu viruses come from?
Yeah. A lot of viruses come from their
international flight to China.
That's no coincidence. Whatever it is that originated in China.
Time is not on our side.
It's like looking for a needle in a needle stack.
We have ruled out all the usual suspects. Influenza, SARS, bacterial pneumonia.
How long is it going to take?
Well, it took 34 days to isolate the coronavirus that caused SARS, and that's fast.
I'm authorizing a quarantine on everyone who's come in contact with a symptomatic person.
There's got to be something I can do.
And the enzyme has virus when they were
so
using
the chloroquine. So the chloroquine.
This is it. This is your virus.
I'm sorry, but there's no cure for that. Chloroquine, that's an anti-malarial drug.
No. Listen, it suppresses the enzyme.
Welcome back, you damn fool. What happened?
We started everyone on chloroquine, stopped the thing dead in its tracks. Now, the CDC would have figured it out eventually, but not in time.
There you go. Dead Zone, the plague episode, 2003. Has this script been written in advance?
I think so.
Jesus.
Good question. And then, did you recognize the voices there? That was Anthony Michael Hall. That was Anthony Michael Hall. And then the guy, the chloroquine guy.
The doctor.
I know the doctor guy. He's a googly-looking dude. He was in
Groundhog Day.
The guy in the puddle.
Yeah.
I know the voice.
He punches him in the face.
Yeah. I can't believe that was Anthony Michael Hall, though. Wow. I used to really like
him. Yeah, Anthony Michael Hall. Remember him in Vacation?
Absolutely. Then he grew up, sadly. He grew up. Damn it.
I've read The Dead Zone. I've read the book that Stephen King wrote. It's a fantastic film.
I read the book. I saw the film. Yeah.
Walken was great. They're using many times some smaller TV shows because, as far as I remember, Dead Zone was not the biggest show ever at the time. So, when you want to find those messages, more present in smaller show than in the biggest show. Or it's The Simpsons, but The Simpsons, you tend to not believe them because they say so many things over the years. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember, there was a TV show that only lasted for one season that is called The Lone Gunman. The Longer Man was a spin-off of...
Oh, yes, that's right. And they predicted 9/11.
The pilot episode for The Longer Man that was aired in March 2001 is depicting the scenario of the rogue and the faction in the U.S. military that wanted to use remote-controlled airliner to hit the World Trade Center.
Yeah, that was. I've got that box set actually, the Lone Gunman. Someone sent it to me, thinking that I was a conspiracy theorist, and I'd like it.
So, well done. Funny that. And as we all know, no planes hit the fucking towers, and it was just Simon Shack. I mean,
I'm a little bit dubious.
I'd like to know what Simon's take is on COVID-19.
Yeah, he just said...
We had an audio about that. Did you not listen to it?
Yeah.
He just said, I probably did. I probably did, but...
back in the old...
You did
2 weeks ago.
Have you just taken about it? Did you listen to it or did you not listen to it? I mean,
he did not.
Oh, look, you know, I've listened to so many podcasts.
Why? Oh, you do
no.
Be a listen to, Rollo. Come on, be honest. Come clean with
me.
Joe Rogan.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa. No,
and Dr.
It's ain't half hot, man.
That's right.
That's about it. That's about it.
Hey, and
you need to change the disc, man.
All right, dude. Look, you can take the piss out of me. I'm Rollo the Joker the Clown. You know,
Well, what a clown's
award. Yeah.
All right, always take it.
And tomorrow, allegedly, no one died of COVID-19 in Switzerland. For the first time since
They only die with it. Yeah, they only die with it. That's right. Yeah.
The thing is that this kind of hoax is not starting to be more of a North American hoax, as far as I see. It's dying down very quickly in Europe, to be honest.
Made for America.
Yes, yeah. It's mostly made for America.
Look at Ireland and Spain and Switzerland. Italy. It's gone a bit more strong just over there. I mean, Ireland's still completely locked down.
Yes, but that's a scam to get people to stay inside their own country for the summer, because Spain and Italy are the most traveled country in Europe during the summer. And
they
are the two that will be locked down, probably.
Tourism's dead in Spain, and tourism's dead in Italy. So
Italy started to accept some tourism back. They wanted to open a bit for the summer. Oh, immigrants, they will always accept them.
That's their business, though. The European Union gave them that business because they're closest to the supply. It's a business. It's a port city.
We rely on tourism here. We rely on tourism here.
Now you're going to rely on government money. That's a different reliance now, isn't it?
Oh, this situation is catastrophic for the watch industry in Switzerland. Because rich foreigners don't really buy any luxury watch anymore, so... Not that we really rely on tourism for our economic system, but some of our tourism suffer greatly.
Yeah. I hear. We're all going to be job seekers. Yeah. Come on, Sleaford Mods. Can we hear some Sleaford Mods on the next water break? Rick, when you sent that to me and I listened to it, I just went, my God, that's even better than they were dancing when they were on the Full Monty. Remember the Full Monty?
Yeah, but wasn't
in
it
the
funny
job group?
How they call it Job Seeker? Job Seeker now is one payment in Australia.
Job Seeker 2. Yeah. Job Seeker 3.
Yeah, that's what we call the payment system. And apparently they overestimated the amount that Job Seeker was going to create by, is it 90 million or something outrageous? No, 90 billion. Today, so they've said that people were overestimating their clock, their cake.
Rick.
Yes.
I was in the polls last night, and I looked at the front of the Newcastle Herald. 26,000 jobs lost in the Hunter over this COVID-19 nonsense. 26,000.
Wait till they lose coal and meat. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many, there'll be an extra, you know, 30 million.
Jobs. It's just going to be, this is why you got to live day to day, because, it ruined the economy. And what I really want to do is
that's the plan.
Use the situation with someone that lived World War II, because you show the news to that person, and that person can hear about a soldier, frontline, war. That person must find it very funny, because this is the only war where the fighters don't die. That's the first war. Nobody died, nobody got hurt. Completely.
David Jane.
Look, there were people that were trying to snitch on me today, because I was, and that snitch line. I noticed, who's ScoMo's opposition leader? It's Anthony Albanese. What do we know about this guy?
Creepy as fuck. Can't speak.
Properly. He is creepy
as fuck. He's got the worst voice ever. And
I used to vote Labour. If
I can say one thing about this guy, Anthony Albanese, I read over the internet that if you apply to the name Anthony Albanese the same process that has applied to the name Scott Morris to make ScoMo, Anthony Albanese is named Anal.
Yeah.
Oh, Anal.
Anal.
Very good.
I've never met the man. I've never met Gomo. I've never met either of them. I'd like to.
You don't want to, man.
And tell them what I think.
Fuck that. Yeah, fuck that. I'd rather go and talk to a letterbox.
So you guys getting your Rona test? Will you guys be lining up to get your test? Your testing?
No.
Testing.
Have you already
got
the app? Anyone got the app?
Yeah. You guys are in Australia. You guys are so far ahead of us. We're just talking about an
app.
I've been to several houses, and I've had to switch my phone off because they've all got the app.
Are you kidding?
Which is in the end, Rick, which is probably not useful because it is using the Bluetooth from the silent mode, if you want.
Yeah, it's on Bluetooth.
I don't know if plugging the phone, if putting the phone out has any effect on that, to be honest. That thing can be reasonably functioning.
Yeah, well, we know that Google is monitoring where you are, where you've been, they've been doing that for years. So there's no real difference with this app. Basically, though, it's giving the government permission to monitor you, I would say.
Yeah, but
feel safe with COVID? Like,
think of the data it's generating. It's insane. I don't even think a computer program could figure out what the hell data it's compiling. It's an insane amount of data. Really, it is. Mm-hmm. Think about it. And what use is it? It's of no use. So what? Rick has gone by 200 people today. What the hell are you going to do with that data? It's completely useless information as far as I'm concerned.
People won't shake my hand anymore. I took the dog for a walk. I took a dog for a walk this morning. I won't shake my hand.
Golden skin mark.
People won't shake my hand anymore.
When did they do it before?
One of the uses that you can make of having a contact tracing of almost everyone is, and I'm going a bit far there, I know that, but if you were to create a simulation of the world we are living in, the insane amount of data they are collecting would be useful in that sense.
I want to see
Jairus's phone, because he's probably got every girl in Geneva on his phone by now.
No. I cannot let
you. No. Have you started Craigbot? Come on, we make sure this is recording. Because I'm going to start with the good stuff soon.
Hey, when does the good stuff start? When does the show start? When's the show starting? Oh, what a shit show you guys are. But it's fun. I love it.
Officially, right now, right?
Recording.
What a shit
there
show.
We go. Right.
And our one listener in England let us know that we weren't broadcasting live because someone was it was recording, but someone was fooling around with my settings on my machine. It's also my movie machine. So our one listener chimed in and let us know. Thanks.
Hey.
It's typo error. Typo error, our number one listener. Shout out. I mean, Let's be honest. He's a very reliable listener, Claypooler.
Hey, Rollo, did you try and send the thing type I made about you and Ashuka with...
send that to Ab and you can play it. Yeah, you can put a lot of Ab
into
that. Well done, Claypo. I want to say g'day to him and his mother, Beryl, because he's still got a mother.
Beryl,
my mother
Beryl,
died a couple
Beryl
of years.
Who gets up on the roof. Who gets up onto a roof?
This is Claypooler's audio and the audio clips. Is this what it is?
Yep.
What is it? 18 hours or what? What is it? It's 14 minutes and 13 seconds. What is it about?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Idea. But he made a really funny one of Rollo. Yeah, and,
that's a good tune, isn't it, Rollo? I know this has been getting up.
Oh my god! Oh dear!
Fantastic! Two drunks talking.
Hey, guys, you want to hear a funny story?
No, let Golden Skidmark talk. You always walk over Golden Skidmark.
I've got nothing to say. Oh, actually, one thing I did.
Oh, hold on.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Patrick Semper Fi. State, New York. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Semper Fi. Sorry,
right.
Golden.
Patrick. Golden. Big shout out to Patrick Semper Fi.
Golden.
Hey,
go ahead. No,
yeah,
Golden.
One at a time.
Yeah, okay, let me tell my story.
No, Golden. Golden.
All right, then.
Thank you. Mate, it's quick. I didn't You're know right, that Corona equals 666. Do you guys know about that?
What gematria is that?
Convid is Convid 19. 19 is AI.
Corona, the actual word. This guy does it, and it makes 666. He does it all on camera.
There you go.
Just let you know.
Thank you.
The number of the beast. Now, this is the story I was going to tell. I spoke to Typo,
Error,
and he's a handsome man back in his younger days.
Okay.
Because Typo is such a cheeky bastard. Do you remember Tiffany?
Yeah,
yes.
The group or the
girl.
That
was a sweet song.
Yeah,
sweet song.
I think we're alone now. He's
Jeanette
fucked
song.
Her.
Oh, really?
He's fucked her. Yeah, he fucked her.
He posed in Playboy. I think she posed in Playboy.
Yeah, good looking chick. Yeah. Like his younger days.
She's not bad.
But at least
she posed when she was about 40 years old. You know, she was quite older when she posed, I think.
I like when it came to young, like Samantha Fox, I had her posters all over my walls when I was a kid.
Mikey Jones.
Do you remember her, Samantha Fox?
A lesbian.
Okay.
A lesbian.
Is she
okay,
a
now I have a story.
Go for it.
And
go!
I read mainstream stuff too. Here we go. This is what's happening in Ontario, where I live, Canada. Tom's a contractor with a small crew in southern Ontario. Four trucks, usually eight guys. Just four now. The others asked to be laid off to collect the Canadian Emergency Response benefit for 4 months. Tom told them to get their damn butts on the job site. They quit and took the benefit. Linda runs a women's clothing store and was planning to reopen last week, but decided against it. The wage subsidy program is just too much to give up, she said. And the federal rent money is due soon. That's lost if the store opens again, she says. Across Canada, 70% of all small businesses remain closed. Hearing such stories makes one wonder how irreparably we've altered the economy. Paying people, 8 million of them, not to work has consequences. So that's what's going on here where we live. So I'm working 7 days a week. Paying into the system while 8 million people are sitting on their asses, and now we're finally getting our weather into the 20s, Celsius that is, so now nobody wants to work. What a great system, guys. Congratulations. These are the geniuses that are running our economy.
Yep.
I don't know if it's happening in Australia, but I'm sure it's very similar.
Everyone's just sitting farting in there.
Always $1,500.
Golly.
Not to go to work.
You're right. They're sitting and farting into their couches. Yeah.
Yes, in Switzerland.
Look, I did my work. I paid my dues, and for these cunts, if I can use that word, to ruin a society where you can't bloody. I keep forgetting that you can't touch anymore, and at least my next door neighbor dentist is such a lovely guy who is not afraid, you know, to shake my hand, and then he filled my teeth. My teeth were all rotten, and he's done a great job, and he's a black guy, and he's from India, and he's an expert, and I think I wanted to kill all dentists at one point.
Well, listen.
Anyway, yeah.
Think of all the hell caught. Listen, my dentist just called me last day. I go every 3 months because I know the science behind, and I believe in certain things science-wise. I go every 3 months because I know that is the life cycle of a bacterial colony. And if you go every 3 months, you knock the colony out of play, and you won't get plaque, you won't get bleeding gums. Now, of course, no one goes every 3 months because they don't want to pay. I have to pay out of my own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, most people have not been in the dentist this year. So think of all the real health consequences of people not being able to go to the dentist. I know you can go if it's an emergency. I already confirmed that. But no one is getting preventative maintenance right now. So the number of people that are not getting the health care they need, just basic maintenance, is everybody. And that is going to have real consequences because the hospitals are empty. I'm telling you, they're empty. Yeah. I just read a report.
From our
CBC News, where they're lying. They're lying even in Toronto, saying the hospitals are full. It's horseshit. It's a lie.
Ab, I've spotted ambulances driving around with no one, like one driver in each one, just driving around with the lights on just to try and...
They're just keeping the oil flowing in the engine.
That's all they're doing. Yeah, there's no emergency.
Let me ask you a question. What is the petrol price at up there at Port Macquarie?
No, I paid $1.08 today a litre.
$1.08 a litre is so goddamn cheap.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
They can't give it away.
In Nebraska, it's 50 cents a litre. We're overpaying.
Yeah,
because of taxes we pay. On fuel. Yes. Go ahead, Benoit.
What you were saying earlier about unemployment and benefits, in Switzerland, if you do not work at all and you are a resident of the country, you are entitled to the social benefits in the sort of they are paying you rent until $1,200 per month. They are paying you medical coverage.
Why work? Why work?
That's what I'm going to explain. So they're also paying your medical coverage that until $550 per month. Those are the guess number, and it's under that ballpark. I'm not sure of the exact number, but you get the idea. So you get those benefits, and you get $1,000 per month to live on, buy your clothes, food, and whatever. And it was more than once in my life the case that I was working, and at the end of the month I had less than $1,000 to spend.
It's a new normal. It's the new normal. Socialism.
Yes, yeah, but what I wanted to say is that it has been the case here forever. In reality, people that work here, it's only because they are well paid. Because if you are doing a low paying job such as the one I am doing, in reality, it doesn't make much sense to be working financially. I mean.
It's a disgrace. Let Golden speak. We have to go around the table.
I don't know what to say. I did watch a video of Osborne, the Kelly Osborne, or the daughter of Ozzy Osborne.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, it was great when she tried to sort of it's an old video, but she tried to slag off Trump by saying, "Oh, if you're going to kick out all the Mexicans, all the Latinos, he's going to clean the toilet."
It's Trump. Hey, Trump.
Well,
I don't mind
who's
going to
pick? Listen, I thank the Mexicans every day because they pick my fruit that comes on a truck and drives 4,000 miles to my breakfast bowl. So I thank all the Mexicans. And the ones we bring up, we bring them up by the plane load here to pick our food, pick our fruit, because we only have 3 months of growing season here, and there's no Canadian would get off their ass to go pick.
It's the same in Australia and New Zealand.
Come on.
No, it is. It really is.
We rely on Pacific Islanders to pick our fruit over here.
Of course. And I heard that Britain brings in Eastern Europeans from the poor Eastern European countries, and they're exempt from all Corona-style immigration issues. They are exempt. They come straight through because I guess England has somewhat of an agricultural community where they pick their summer food as well. So
I'd say so. The apples and
Hey, Rick, in Australia, we have now... I was listening to the radio this morning, and the people that are stuck here that can't get out because we're colonies, and they're good workers. They're good workers. They pick fruit and they work hard and they do a good job.
Hey, we got Farce Value in the room, by the way. Hi, Farce Value. Did anyone hear his lovely wife on the Fakeologist audio show?
Yes, I did.
G'day, Fass.
Good morning.
I'm Steve Jeffrey.
Good morning.
So, hey, Ab, what do you think?
Have you got your axe in your hand? Have you got your axe in your hand or not?
Let him talk.
All right.
You think the people that are running things are stupid?
No.
They don't know the consequences of what
they're
doing?
I go back and forth on that a little bit. I'm not sure if they know everything. But go ahead.
I think it seems to be going into a plan.
Yes, Farce. What do you think's happening? Is it? Well, by the way, I got my Trump check the other day.
Trump check?
I did. 1,200.
Excellent.
Oh.
I didn't ask for it. I did not apply. I was actually talking to my accountant, who I have to pay $700 every year just for the privilege of being an American citizen abroad for doing my taxes. So, I thought, wow, I'm finally getting a little payback here for filing my taxes every year, which is relevant to this conversation because I would not have looked into 9/11 if it wasn't for the IRS in 2012 telling all Americans they must file a return no matter where they live.
But you know what? That is one of the smartest things I did during that crisis is that as soon the same day that I lost my job, I applied for welfare. The exact same day. I did not lose 1 hour thinking nothing. And in the end, I was right. Because the other day, there was someone from the social service of Geneva. And that person was saying that she was really sorry. That it was just impossible under the circumstance to...
Job seeker!
Every case for everything. So that some people that were working cannot access social benefit for the moment because the system is kind of locked. So yeah, I thought that it was hilarious that people that never were working by now still get their benefits, but people that were working cannot access them for the moment.
Well, that's that's interesting.
I got $10,000 in my bank account yesterday.
$10,000?
Oh, did you?
Yep.
That's a benefit because of your children?
No, I took out the... superannuation. They offered you, I had $30,000 in superannuation. They said you can take $10,000 out a year. So I took $10,000 out and they gave it to me. So,
wow.
Oh, that's from your retirement that they collect for you? Is it like your pension? Yeah. Government pension.
Yeah. Good job. Well done. Good job.
So they basically, you borrowed from your future. That's what it is.
You took your own money back.
I took my own money back, but I don't think, I've always said to people, this money is not going to go to you. It's going to be taken off you eventually. And
inflation. This superannuation thing, no one ever asked us if we wanted this fucking thing. You know?
Yes, and also it is worth mentioning that many banks in North America and in Europe are now applying negative interest rates. So you get to pay for them to keep your money.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to destroy the economy. It's going to destroy
the economy. We've started
a revolution.
If printing,
we know. Negative interest rates are
revolutionary. Hey, let Pasca. Let Pasca.
If printing money created wealth, Zimbabwe would be the wealthiest country in the world.
Yes, Zimbabwe. That's right. That's right.
And we know that's not true. So, and the thing about what prosperity and living, having a higher standard of living, more abundance, it's the production of goods and provision of
services yeah.
that makes the nation wealthy. And what's strange about this to me is that the elites rely on this complex system of production of goods and services to get the stuff that they use as much as anybody else. I mean, a lot of consumer goods they're marketed to the elite first. I mean, the initial cell phones, the big brick-sized things that Gordon Gekko had. You know, nobody could afford
I love Gordon Gekko.
Nobody could afford those things at the time, but as people adopt them and they can scale up and they get into the hands of more people, the technology increases, they have opportunity for research and development. And there's, I remember, as, I don't know, 10 years ago I read there were like 13 billion SKUs, like the little barcode things for different
yeah.
kind of items.
Products.
Circulating in the economy. And the idea that like a government can manage this sort of thing, it's nonsense. They can't.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that a government does to interfere with that complex system just drags it down. And so what's confusing to me about this is they're dragging down the economy, but they're like it's like they're punching a hole in their own boat at the same time.
Yeah,
that's
no,
what I can't
no.
understand.
I know. They're just trying to scuttle the ship, I think
yes.
is what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah,
they're on it, too. That's what, you know why. I don't know.
Yes, I always say that the only democratic product you can buy in the world are cigarettes. Because no matter how rich you are, you will buy the same cigarettes than me, as poor as I am. There's no option. I am not aware of any luxury
cigarette. You smoke the same cigarettes as me, remember that?
That's
Rolling Stones. Yeah, I can't get, no, I'm going to light up right now without a mask. Fucking Mick Jagger, man. Mick Jagger, I have the biggest, highest love for that guy.
He's a sleazy love. Fucking bullshit artist.
Whoa, come on, give him a break.
He's a Satanist, isn't he? A Satanist.
He is. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to his song, you know, his songs. He's totally Satanist.
Yeah.
So. So what?
Well, would you,
yes.
do you want to...
Yes, one of the first albums of the Rolling Stone was named Goat
hey,
and
Goat Suit.
Hey, Ben, the way I look at it now is you can't beat them, join them. Fucking join them.
Oh, but if you take that course, you will end up being a Muslim in less than a year.
All right. I'll convert to Islam,
then. Rollo looks like a Muslim. He's got a bit of a goatee beard.
I do, yeah.
I just dropped a link to this, the PrEP Act in the United States. Is anyone familiar with
All right,
this?
Let's have a listen.
I had heard about the PrEP Act, yes. Yeah. I can't remember what it's about. But it's an acronym, as always.
Yeah, it authorizes the Department of Health and Human Services a declaration mm-hmm. that provides immunity from liability for any loss causing or arising or relating to resulting from administration or use of countermeasures to diseases. Threats, yeah. And it goes on to explain that any manufacturer...
So is it a little bit like the Patriot Act after 9/11, is that right, Pass?
It's just explaining that if you have some adverse reaction to any sort of testing, no matter who does it, in what part of the chain, if it's a guy sticking the Q-tip up your nose or the manufacturer of the product all the way up the chain...
They can get out of it, yeah.
They can't be sued for damages. They're all immune from liability. Yeah.
Like when you get vaccinated and you can't fucking sue the manufacturer, you take it.
Here's one. Listen to this guy.
We just wanted to know if we could engineer a change to be passed on. And we did. As an experiment. It was a success.
I often talk about how vaccines are a miracle. They've saved millions of lives.
Success? Did you just... My father done this?
And that's why Gavi was created. Gavi came up with the money and a plan to get vaccines out to all the kids of the world.
I trust the
time to call us to put the paper on your chin. The Carver was misunderstood. Just like Hitler. He wasn't talking about race. He was talking about survival.
Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
We've now passed 7 billion on this planet.
We go from 1 billion in 1800, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.4 billion where we are today. So Melinda and I wondered whether providing new
medicine
and keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem?
So your answer is that some kind of genocide?
No, it is not. It is not genocide. Our answer to this is genius.
This holds vaccines for over 200 children, and it doesn't require any battery, any energy. Its walls have been designed to be such a good...
Oh, Bill Gates, you're such a great guy.
Another
saving
hour of
the Earth
audio chat
by purging the human. This
what
is...
What tacked onto this? 9/11 was an inside job?
Was it?
Who cares? Global acts of terrorism happen every day.
This is Operation Warp Speed, contamination, vaccination, extermination by Slave New World. This is Mr. E. He's the EGI video... master. He's also, of course, extremely concerned about coronavirus hoax.
That audio was a little choppy. So,
I know. I'm having.
So to admit that, you know,
no, I'm having issues. I need to reboot my system. But take a look at this. Take a look at this guy. It's fantastic. It's 7 minutes. I'll do it. Yes, Benoit.
Yes, there is something I wanted you to listen. It's the mayor of Chicago speaking about
requirement.
It will take just a minute.
I know what you're talking about. She's insane.
That person is looking like the cast member of a zombie movie.
Yeah,
Crypt Keeper.
Oh, yeah, yes, Crypt Keeper, I call her.
That individual for a small minute. All
right. How you do it? My thoughts are, because it's not written into law, it's just a very dominant culture. I think the only way you can do it is a couple ways. One, I'm thinking about an executive order from day one that says, you know, in more legalese than this is not a thing. We will not no longer honor this, because the way that alternative prerogative works is there's got to be compliance with the executive branch, because otherwise it doesn't work. So you got to eliminate that compliance, and you make a mandate. And then you do training, particularly in the city, I'll call them licensing departments, whether it's zoning, buildings, housing will be impacted by it, planning certainly. And you pick the people to run those agencies and the deputies that are pledging allegiance to the new world order and good governance. And then I think you have the inspector general do some spot audits to make sure that there is real compliance.
So she said it herself. Or it said it itself, rather.
Sounds pretty rough.
Yeah. Goldie, I mean, you're not compliant.
No way.
I mean, you live free? Live free or die.
I try. Always try.
Yeah.
Always pay cash. I don't ever pull my card out unless I have to get money out of the fucking hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
My next door neighbor,
like, you know, wanted to shake my hand, and he went, "Oh, we're not allowed to do that." And I went, "Fuck that, man!" And I shook his hand and nearly gave him a kiss. You know what I mean?
It's like, Why not? Hey, Ab, have you met your mother? Yeah. Have you met your mother?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I went by on Mother's Day, but that was a socially distant meeting.
Would she give you a kiss on the cheek?
No. I left the flowers on the ground. She came for them.
Goldie, if you came back to my house, or you, Rick, I would stick your tongue in my mouth. Tongue in your mouth.
You know, we know that. That's why we're not there at the moment.
but it's really strange when you exchange with your family, sound like drug deals. You put something on the ground, you walk away, they take the thing.
That's, It's rough, man. That is strange. Yeah.
That's just woeful, man. And Ab, I think that's the worst story I've heard for a while, I reckon. When you can't see your own mother and your own mother thinks it's terrifying.
Oh, yeah. She thinks I'm toxic.
Yeah. Ab, thank goodness for small, like, mercies. You still got your mother alive. My mother died 2 years ago.
I agree.
So I heard two coronavirus stories this week.
Okay.
Actually, I had the opportunity to do a little work on Wednesday. Drove down to South Beach, which normally at this time of year is packed with cars and people, and the traffic is an hour and maybe more each way. And I got down there in 20 minutes and parked right in front of the place I needed to go, and there was hardly any activity down there at all. And one of the guys there was a young guy that said he had tested positive for coronavirus and had been sick. Mm-hmm. And the other two people had been working. They're opening a new restaurant, and they're just dying because they opened it right before this started. But he said he was sick for a couple of weeks with flu-like symptoms, had fever and aches, and he's fine. And the other two guys had been tested, and they've both been negative. And they were both saying, well, we're hoping we'll just get it so we can just move on and not have to worry about developing antibodies or whatever. But I found that kind of, like, interesting that these guys are working in proximity with each other for months, and one of them gets it and gets sick. Whatever it is, whatever the flu is. But then last night we went out with some friends, and one of the people at the table said he had a cousin or somebody that has corona, and it ended up in the hospital on death's door, had to be put on a ventilator, then transferred off the ventilator to some heart and lung type machine because the ventilator wasn't working. He's been in a coma for a couple of weeks, and he was otherwise healthy. So, like, you know, I'm kind of wondering.
And why did he go in? What was the problem? Why did he go in? I don't get it.
Well, I'm guessing that he had some, you know, symptoms of some kind where he was
like, you normally get this time of year.
Short, you know, short of, couldn't breathe or whatever, and ended up in the hospital. So, I mean, I certainly wouldn't go to the hospital unless I just thought that I was going to die. I mean, nothing would push me past the door of a hospital unless I was so desperate that I thought there was nothing else it could do. I don't know if most people are like that. I mean, some people go at the drop of a hat.
No, I totally agree, man. There's so many times when I think I've OD'd on something, and I'm thinking, man, I think I'm about to call my friend, say to my friend, just call an ambulance. Then I'm thinking, man, ambulance is going to cost a shitload of money. Fuck that. Eventually, I come good. And I've never had to say
Dude, don't worry about interrupting. I've had that many times. I've had that many times. I mean, what you're saying, I know Fast is not trying to bring the mood down.
No, he's fine.
He's telling a real story there. No, it's fine. It's fine. When I have done crystal meth or I've done, you know, H or whatever, you know, I just go, just fucking ride it out. Ride the storm. Ride it out. That's what I do.
Yes.
And I always wake up the next morning good as gold. Go, Ben.
Yes. I once passed a kidney stone on my girlfriend's kitchen floor. She was horrified. She wanted to call the ambulance. And I was like, no, it will last 20 minutes. Just let me suffer 20 minutes and I will be good. It took an hour. It was horrible. I was pissing blood, but I did it anyway, because there is no way I did go to the hospital at that time.
Yeah.
I had projects for the next day, and there was no way I would be with some kind of medication.
Hey, Fuzz, how many times do you piss blood? I don't think you got the joke, but there you go. I vomited up blood.
I shouldn't have interrupted Fast Value, so please, Fast, can you continue?
I'm just commenting on this idea of this virus, as that we're told. You can have it, you can not know you have it. You can have it and be sick for a couple of weeks. You can have it and lose your sense of taste for a couple of days. You can have it and be in the hospital in a coma in a few days. It's the same thing. That's my question. And then I guess the other question, if there is something where there are people going into the hospital and ended up on ventilators somehow, like what a virus. But you know, I'm wondering if there's some kind of toxic thing that was, who knows, putting some kind of food or and material somewhere that people element, and then it has this effect on them, and it's like, you know, I feel like I don't think people are making these stories up, and obviously it could be just the luck of the draw that you hear about some type of illness, and
they're no, you're right,
everybody's
no,
saying
no,
it's
good.
Corona now, so that's what everything falls under the umbrella of. And last year, the same story could have been, well, my cousin had tuberculosis, or he had some lung issue and ended up in the hospital. It wouldn't have been corona, but now it is. So,
yeah.
I am curious.
Yes, people are propagating the story. Each and every one in these past few weeks, let's say past month, that I hear of was sick or something like that, people were saying, oh, but he has corona, without any proof, any reason to say it or whatever. For example, the guy that is selling booze and cigarettes on the street corner near me, this guy disappeared and he was hospitalized. And everyone was saying, yes, he had the corona. But this guy was an alcoholic that was sleeping around with each and everyone. He had the baddest lifestyle ever. And everybody saying, yeah, it's corona. Ooh. Absolutely not. That's the liver or something like that.
Same as AIDS. The same as AIDS. It's the exact same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we look up Chris Kendall's death, and we all love Chris Kendall, right? Maybe they'd say now that he died of corona, not bled out. Because we know that he bled out, right?
Bled
from
out
accident?
What? What's
I read the story. I read the story.
We
he bled
know,
out.
We don't know anything. We know nothing about what happened. That's the truth.
Really fishy.
Oh, I think the whole thing's fishy, but, you know.
Totally fishy.
Yeah.
And you never had the occasion to speak with his sister again?
No, she actually messaged me back on Facebook, and she doesn't respond. She's just sort of sending one message to me and doesn't respond to what I said. So I'm not pursuing it. I'm not wasting my time.
No,
I got better things.
We try.
Examination Nation. Hey,
we don't want to get stuck.
Bob, can you tell the second story? You had two stories.
No,
can we hear your second?
Pretty much it. It's just that. I'm just curious about. I was going to say they kind of did the same thing with AIDS. Like the symptoms for AIDS kept jumping all around over the
course exactly.
Of time.
Yeah,
things would fall.
But AIDS is easier because AIDS is a general shutdown of your immunity system. So after that, you can say, yeah, but the guy has pneumonia, bacterial disease, whatever you want. You can put it whatever you want. The thing is that it's a general meltdown of the immunity system. Sorry.
AIDS was introduced to us, like, particularly because it means that young children have to know about this. Oh, and then they have to explain anal sex.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there. I was 15 years old, but.
Yeah.
No, it was earlier than that when it came out. I remember being not even a teenager, and all of a sudden, like, this anal sex thing, mate, what the fuck, guys, fucking sticking, what the fuck?
Sticking
what
up?
If you remember, if you remember one of the first things people died from AIDS was Rockinson. If you remember, Rockinson was supposedly a madman.
I'll tell you a fun story. Here's the fun story. A guy once said to me, why do they put the fun factory same next to the sewer? I'm going, no. Fucking someone up the arse and fucking someone in the pussy is a lot of fun as long as you're good for it and you want it. I remember when I was a younger man and I was very experimental. And I'm not gay, but I didn't mind a dick in my bum.
That you really did. You really had it. You went the full. You did that.
Yeah. Big time.
Wow.
That's. I'm not gay, though. I'm not gay.
Okay, he's not gay. Hey, guys, he everyone. Marolo's not gay. He's not gay.
Okay?
He is. No, he's gay.
He is. Only the once.
He is.
Only the one time and never after.
Yes, but if you eat chicken, you are a chicken eater, even if it's once, no?
These guys have a sense of humor. You got to have a sense of humor about what you apply.
You have a sense of humor, definitely, if you're, man. Geez, I think you did that, Rollo. Wow. Why didn't you do it again? Why didn't you keep doing it?
He probably did. Don't ask him.
He's probably still doing it. Yeah, living in denial.
It's not
a dirty prick.
Dirty prick.
Who's
and I sucked. I sucked a lot of cock to get where I am.
Yeah.
Rollo. Oh, who's
on the news in Geneva the other day? There was this prostitute that was speaking unmasked and everything. It was wonderful, and she was explaining the hardship that the trade was under in Geneva, and it was fascinating. She was explaining that those days they were trying to peddle video, you know, smart video of them doing whatever you ask them to do, PayPal or whatever. But the thing is that she also said that it was a big opportunity for scammers, and she said that at this point the video prostitution market is a gigantic scam, and that thousands and thousands of Swiss francs are lost every day on that specific scam. So I thought that it was interesting. Those people always find a way to make money in the US.
Yeah, everyone's. It's the oldest trade in the business.
Yeah. Second oldest.
What's the oldest?
Hoes and
yes, even
tax and hookers.
It is.
Oh, yes, then there is a place in Geneva where you can spend some quality time with a sex doll, if that's your thing. And even that place is closed.
What a great one. When I used to hang out with the prostitutes and they had the best stories. And I'd, you know, after I fucked them, I'd want to talk to them. You know, what's it called? Getting high on your own supply. I was not a.
For the conversation.
Nothing at all. They appreciated it.
What about they're like Ruddock? Standing there looking at.
Oh, Philip Ruddock.
My point is that some, if not most of them, in the end, and it's the case for drug dealers, prostitutes, the dark economy, let's say, many of the money that is made in that economy was supporting third world country. And the drug money didn't stop. To be honest, I don't think that the druggies care about social distancing and all that, but I'm sure that in some ways the amount of money that is sent overseas all over the world to third world country by illegal people around the world has somehow dried up. So that will be an interesting thing to investigate also. Because I'm sure that in third world country they are suffering badly from that.
I think that's part of what's going on is to eliminate that and eliminate anonymity and under the table transactions.
Yep, 100%, 100%, 100%.
Yeah. Who's those poor Labradors. I don't know
how to. Yeah, who's Fred Boat?
They copped it hard.
Rollo, shush. Who's Fred Boat Patron that's also on the call?
Fred Boat Patron is the bot that we are currently using to play audio via YouTube.
Just checking.
I thought we had
it's named Patron because if Ab was not so kind enough to pay for it, we will not be able to twitch the volume and it will not be as reactive. So,
Who did I speak to last night? Typo and he's a great guy. Yeah, really nice guy. He said I've only met two Australians and they were both assholes. He's and I thought he was having a go at us. And then I spoke to him, and he turned out to be a really nice guy in the end.
Nice guy.
Yeah, but I couldn't get over bloody...
Do you like nice guys? Oh,
he really does. Fine. Apparently he does. Doctor Who.
It was Typo talking over everything. I'm going Typo and Beryl and his mother and whatnot. I'm just going like, just chill out. for a second. Let me just talk to this guy. I just want to know what he meant.
Did you record it?
I don't record anymore, but no. I don't, but, well, if I did, I mean, I could play it. But,
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
A shout out.
A shout out. That's right. Can you get to do your Canadian accent?
One of the interesting things that
for that guy, Erzas Conundrum, for example, some people came across the Discord server and they say, okay, I've been listening for 3 years. And they probably even remember better than me what I said the year before. So I always like that. You know? Those people can say, but you say that just last year. I'm like, yeah, probably. Who knows? At this point, but someone else might remember it. So it's good to have people that have been listening to come here and remind me of what I might have said at one point.
Always appreciate the fans.
Yeah, I can't remember anything I say. I was like, I have to go.
That's right. It's not fans, and they're customers. And if you're not good to your customers, you won't get repeat business. And this is why I would suggest
S&M business, be rude to the customer is a good thing.
Yeah, well, we're flying under the radar here. What we're doing. We're flying under the radar. Because
we got fuck all people listening.
I don't think so. In the end, I think that there are more people listening than we consider.
That was a joke.
Yes.
It's a good joke.
Definitely speaking with almost each and every new member that came here during the past year, I can tell you that there are many people listening. In fact,
more than we think. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Yep.
I try to remember that when I am saying bullshit on the air and refrain myself.
I listen to so many podcasts back in the day of hoaxbusters and fakeologists, the arguments and the screaming, and this was random conversations that were going on. Screaming.
Hey, Rick, have you listened to the latest Crow? It was quite
good. Yeah, cool. Fantastic. I love it. Yeah, yeah.
That was awesome.
And what did they say?
What was he talking about?
Pretty much like the constitution of Australia. Like, it was...
They tested it off America.
Yeah, America, but... It's really good to listen, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, this Crow character is very strange.
Can we hear that?
He's cool.
Yes, but the first... I will tell you the story of how I came across this character. This Crow character, if you remember, first appeared, at least in my radar, he was a recurrent cast member on the Higher Side chat with Greg Cardwood. And at the beginning, he was pushing this thing that he apparently discovered somewhere that was some kind of manuscript by a Russian dude named
He rejected all that. He said that.
I remember that. That was not a good start, let's say.
No, exactly. Like he said he rejected everything that guy said. There was some kind of alien shit, Mars or Moon, or I can't remember what it was.
Spiders from Mars, from Saturn.
Yeah, no, so his latest stuff, though, is top class.
Yeah, man, dude, that two Aussies, mate,
fantastic. Yeah,
good information.
So Australia's constitution was based on the American constitution.
Yeah.
100%. And got taken over by the Catholics in 73.
Yes.
The Catholic See took over our constitution in 73, which I totally believe because where I live...
1973 or 1873?
1973, yeah.
I'm joking.
Yeah, so where I live up mid-North Coast, when you drive into Port Macquarie, you've got this giant silver as above, so below symbol saying this is who runs this town. And the Catholics own fucking Port Macquarie, man. Every single, all the colleges are Catholic. I mean, I've got two kids in a Catholic college, which nothing to do with, I'm not Catholic, but you get your money's worth when you, when they go to a Catholic college. You get a lot more discipline and a more education than you would if you were going to
a if one of those Catholic priests,
listen, it's, that's all over.
I'm listening.
That's gone. Yeah, that's gone.
George Bell, it's all over. Yeah.
No. Well, sorry. What I mean is, when people bring up this Q thing, right? That Q is, what's his name? Trump is with Q. Everything's cool. I always say to people, how come George Pell got let out of jail, and you're locked in jail now? You're in a jail of your own making with COVID 5 or COVID 19 or whatever it's called. And
it'll be COVID 20, COVID 21, COVID 22, whatever. It'll be, take vaccinations every year.
That's what's going to happen, man. It's going to happen. It's happening now. So it's not, we can go on about fake this, fact that we've got to go with what's real, and what's real is really happening, and
can I tell you something? It's kind of the same. You mentioned prison and stuff like that, and this one thing I did hear is that you know how when you become the United States president, you have the option of like pardoning people. Now, George Bush, when he became president, he's on record, he pardoned about like 430 people,
including some mass murdering guy that
whatever. Okay, yeah, I'm just giving you numbers, right? 400, that's what George W. Bush did, right? Trump, he's pardoned, since he's been president, about 26 people. Now get this. Obama has pardoned 1,567 or something people.
Really?
Could be more. Wow. Yeah, definitely within the over 1,000, below 2,000.
A lot more.
Yeah, that's why I just thought I'd let you know that.
Yeah, no surprise.
why do you think I would vote? I knew Trump was going to be the best fucking thing that ever had to happen to America.
Do you think?
Trump derangement. It's Trump derangement syndrome. No, he's a fucking legend. And good luck to him. And I hope he 4 more years. No? Well, you can disagree if you want.
He's going to get 4 more years guaranteed because, I mean, look who they brought in as his rival. I mean, that guy is...
Joe Biden?
He's going to bring in the army to force vaccinate everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic, come on, you stupid.
Each and every one has a breaking point. So at one point, we will all be vaccinated, believe me. There will be a way. We will have to interact with the state, and that will be mandatory, and there will be no way around it. So better prepare to have a doctor that you know, or something like that, But in the end, if it's mandatory, if to interact with government authorities or things like that, you have to be vaccinated. Believe me, there is no way that we will not get vaccinated. It's a fact. The only thing you can do is like some of the SS did during the World War II, where they were supposed to be tattooed blood group under the arm, which have made them identifiable as SS. Some of those guys... they skip that part. That's the only way. If you cannot find a way around getting vaccinated, you will be vaccinated. That's it. There is no way that we will escape that. And believe me on that.
I don't believe that.
I think so. If you want to pay your taxes, you get to interact with the government.
I don't want to pay my taxes. Full stop.
Yes, but then you stop paying your taxes, and then you have to interact with the cops. And at one point, it will be into the law that just so the cops can take you to the station for interrogation, they will have the right to force shot you because you will not enter the premise if you are not vaccinated. Believe me, if that's the case,
I can see that happening.
But I condone this shit, all right?
No, none of us condone it, but we've got to We've got to stand up.
I don't consent. I do not consent. Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
I would not make up this shit.
I do not consent.
Sadly,
I do not consent.
But
I do not consent.
But the small percentage of persons that does not consent is irrelevant in the end, because there will be a way to shut us anyway. I mean, at one point they will say, you want to see your kids because I'm a friend with them, whatever.
Exactly.
Get the shot. And believe me, I said it before and I will say it again. If that's come to that, give me two shots, one in each arm. Just to be sure. You know what I mean? We all have a fucking breaking point. There is no way around it. At one point, we all will all break. That's it. That's like torture.
No,
again.
No. Don't let the... Hey, Ben. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Don't let the...
Motorhead said that. That was a Motorhead song.
Yeah, Lemmy. Rest in peace. Do we have any... Did anyone leave us this week? Rick?
I can't remember. This week? Not sure.
No, you know, like, fame. I can't believe you were telling me a story.
Someone must have died of COVID. Someone must have died.
Lots of people have been dying, but there's been a number of people have said, been able to say it was not from COVID.
How many celebrities have died from COVID?
None. That much. Just enough.
Timbrook Taylor. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but they said died with Corona. That was on the headline.
With a Corona bottle in his hand. Yeah. Good on him. Cockheads.
I love the goodies when I was a kid. I loved the goodies so much. It's like
we all did.
You know, the day that I heard that Timbrook Taylor died, and we all have to die. That it was upsetting to me because, like Tim, you know, land of hope and glory, mother of the free. He was so good. He was fantastic. And there's a goodies. If you guys want a little bit of fun, go to they got together in 2005 for the one last time. And Bill Oddie kind of, you know, he was sort of the sex symbol of the goodies. Graham Garden was the scientist, whatever, and whatnot. And then you had Timbrook Taylor, who was the establishment. And,
the nationalist. The nationalist.
Oh, he was so good. It's so good.
He was a nationalist. Yeah.
Not a national socialist, though. What a shame.
No, but they came and played live.
Hold on, I'm going to hold my fingers over my top lip and then do the Zig Hio!
Rollo. They came and played a live concert in Sydney at Cockatoo Island, near where I live, actually. Bill Oddie was suffering from depression and he didn't make the tour, but he came and did a live feed over the internet to, you know, pretend he was still there. But those guys were fantastic. I mean, when they were there,
Bill Oddie turned into a bird watcher. He just watched the birds all day.
Ornithologist.
When I tell you a story that I heard. That guy that did, you know, fiddling with kids, you know, that nasty piece of work. Do you remember?
Jimmy Savile.
Right. Yeah. And they asked the members of the goodies, do you know what's going on? And I think they knew. I think they knew that they weren't. They were a bit.
I think everyone
worked in the BBC must know. They all know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And John Lydon said it straight. He said, back in the
what a guy. I love that guy.
Yeah, so do I. And he said, do not trust that guy, you know. Anything he says, be wary of it. You know, he actually said Jimmy Savile is, you know, he implied.
It's easy to beat up on the dead. It's easy to beat up on the dead. I'd love to.
This one is brave, mate. If I had the chance.
Yeah, roll up.
Take two. Do a take two there.
What happened?
Do a take two.
Rollo wants
to do it. Yeah, you went a little bit croaky there.
Oh, I did it. Must be the connection. I was just
Say, do a take two. What did you say? It's on his grave. What? It's on his.
I wouldn't kiss his ring, and I'd probably like urinate on his grave, and probably lay a big fat steamer as well on his tombstone.
Why not? Yeah, why not?
An asshole, man. The guy's a wanker. That's all. It was a quick comment. I mean, really, maybe.
And the thing,
Bradley.
He couldn't. They couldn't. The Queen can't even take his knighthood away from him. He's knighted. You know, so he's in the same club as Arthur Conan Doyle. Arthur Conan Doyle is the guy that I fucking love. And you've got fucking Jimmy Savile in the same fucking club.
Yeah, it's just wrong. It's totally fucked up. And
You touch my kids, you touch my dog, you touch my wife without permission, I will fucking I'll spend my whole life hunting you down like John Wick and fucking, I'll have revenge. I will have revenge.
Well, Jimmy Savile says, ha ha ha, I'm already dead, you can't get me. Ha ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, you know. It all came out after he was dead. Sick.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck that.
Yeah. We're all going to die. We know it, but at least we know now.
Before any of this stuff come out. So many people knew what he was doing, yet they wastefully died.
Accomplices to the crime.
I think so. Yeah,
totally. I think so. 100%. He was so that haircut was dodgy for one.
He wore the satanic like star thing around his neck.
Yeah,
and I'll put it on the live chat. Video mm-hmm. where he turns up and it was a Alvin Stardust clip, and you see mm-hmm. him and he's got long fingers and he's got this big star around his neck, and I mean the guy looks so suspicious, yet people let their kids go and see him, and he had the number one shows in England, like Jimmy Will Fix It, you know, like
Jimmy Will Fix Jimmy. It
that was the biggest show in England really? For many years, so Type O would know all the stuff. And Napoleon Wilson and people that grew up in England. I mean, the guy was like not Rolf Harris. He was like our.
Rolf did nothing wrong. Rolf did nothing wrong. Rolf was.
Rolf kissed his ring, he must have, but he was loaded up.
It just happened to make everyone listen to a song. That is, in retrospect, apparently dedicated to our friend Jimmy Savile. So let's take 2 minutes.
Let's have a listen.
Go for that.
Let's have a listen.
Our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Priya from Florida, and you're listening to Ecologist Radio on Ecologist.com.
hanging with DJ.
Yes.
Fakeologist.com.
A chorus of kids saying, hang the DJ. It was the Smith with the song Panic.
Yeah.
And apparently that song was a slight diss on Jimmy Savile while he was still alive.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yes.
I never noticed that before. Yeah. I've never listened to the actual lyrics before. I'm a guy. I don't actually always just listen to the tune, but thanks for that. That was awesome. Wicked.
You remember when Norman Gunston asked Ray? You remember when Norman Gunston, Gary McDonald, who's a famous depressed guy, but like he was fearless back in the day, and he used to when it came to famous people like that, he would just straight up ask them, you know, crazy questions like Muhammad Ali and Gough Whitlam, you know, and made it as funny as fuck. And he was the biggest depressed guy, turns out. But all the clowns, like I'm very, most of the times when I'm not talking to you guys, I'm
are you talking
depressed.
To yourself? Did he interview the Smiths, like Gary McDonald? Where did that come from, Rollo?
The Smiths interview? I don't know.
I can't remember that.
Yeah,
panic in the streets of London.
Yes, Jerris, what were you going to say?
What I was about to say is that song, I was hearing that song when I was young, but I didn't register really. But that song was on one of the best episodes of Black Mirror. That's how I came back on the song.
You know? Ah.
And somehow I was reading the comment and someone said that it was dedicated to Jimmy Savile. So props to that internet user.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's fucking interesting, yeah. Black Mirror. Mm.
Who was the guy that Black Mirror went from mainstream media to Netflix. Remember when it switched?
Yes, it was on Channel 4 in the UK firstly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first two seasons, if I am correct. And after that, Netflix broke the concept altogether and make some seasons that promote homosexuality and other devious comportment. Because
that's the way it's going to be. There was a very long film or something related to about a gamer that's making a game, and I tried watching it.
The mistake I made is that I did not have.
Well,
you're on a cycle. You're on a cycle, and yeah,
I could say,
and yeah.
yeah. Honestly, it's so fucking long, and I really just couldn't. I haven't finished it. It's so just long.
The mistake I made is that I downloaded it and the version I had.
Benoit, who was the guy that wrote all the Black Mirrors? I forgot his name.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't? You don't?
No.
There you go.
Internet is there for us.
Ask Google, man.
Yes, exactly. Ask our Lord and
I'm not going to look it up. But,
well, you should.
I know.
Charlie Brooker.
Yeah. Charlie Brooker. I knew it, but I was just checking your guys' mental capacity.
I'm not talking
from on high. But I understand what Charlie Brooker was getting on. And he's done plenty of podcasts. And you listen to Charlie Brooker when he's talking. I think Charlie's part of Charlie Brooker.
Who is Charlie Brooker?
Yeah, he's part of the establishment, but to me, he seems fine. I don't know anything. Charlie Brooker is just a fantastic... What do you know about Charlie Brooker that I don't know? Nothing.
I will read from the Wikipedia page to give you a bit of info again. Charlton Charlie Brooker, born 3 March, so 3/11/1971, He's an English television presenter, author, screenwriter, producer, satirist, and social critic. He is the creator and co-showrunner of the sci-fi drama anthology series Black Mirror. So he's an English guy. That was born on 3/11.
Okay. Charlie Brooker's first Black Mirror was when, you know, he forced the British Prime Minister to fuck a pig, right?
Yes, I will give you another one because it's great. You know what are the name of his two sons? First one is Kobe, born on 2012, and the other one is Huxley, born on 2014. You cannot invent that guy, I don't think. The guy is born on 311, and his son name is Huxley, and the other one is Kobe, which is the closest name you can get to Kobe if you were to name your son.
Are you saying Charlie Brooker's involved in this? Is part of
this? I don't know, but that's the fucked up name to give to your son. I can tell you
that's a bit suspicious. That's a little bit
Kobe probably.
Why not?
In the schoolyard.
Why not?
What's in your hand? Rick, what's in your hand?
If when you were in school, when you were a kid, there was a kid named Kobe in your class, wouldn't you slap him around just because he's named Kobe? It's a stupid name.
Why not?
And then came his brother.
Is anyone going to do a what's in your hand? Come on.
Yeah, what was his brother's name? What was the brother's name again?
Huxley.
Really? Aldous Huxley.
Aldous. Might as well be. Kobe and Huxley. What's in my hand is like Cooper's can.
Well done. Cooper's can. And what are you about you? What about you, my psycho friend over in Perth, WA? What do you got in your hand? Some rum?
No,
are you drinking?
It's always a spritzer. I'm on the spritzer.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing. Half and half. Yeah.
Lemon twist.
Half and half. Yeah. What have I got in my hand? I've got a Chardonnay Pinot Curvy.
Beautiful.
And what about you? Are you drinking tonight, Benoit?
So I'm drinking, but it's not even tonight. It's 2:00 PM. In my left hand, I got a bottle of Glenfiddich single malt.
Oh,
nice.
And in my right hand, I got a Lucky Strike cigarette.
Glenfiddich.
Lucky Strike to be a bit.
I couldn't rough. Find it. That was the toughest. Them and
what, they were rough.
Cigarette. Oh yeah.
Gauloises were pretty rough. Lucky Strike.
When you are drinking whiskey in the afternoon, you get the cigarette that goes with
just,
it.
Just, yeah. Exactly.
I'm going to light up right now with my face mask on. Have we got any more funny COVID songs that we should play before I've got to be out of here in half an hour, so I've been cucked by my wife. Any more funny songs?
No funny songs.
Amusing. Not funny. Sorry.
No, but if you want to listen to a song that is, let's say it's predictive programming, if you want. Let's get the link and I will play.
Yep. All right.
It's not the greatest song ever, but it's current. So.
Hey, you did well with the last one, so let's give it a go.
So, let's go.
Let's go. Do, do, do.
Oh, there it is.
Toast out with the game. From full stop. my idea of being fine. Purchase it, yeah. Miley purchase it, being fine. Purchase it, yeah. Miley purchase it, being fine. Represent, yeah. Gotta represent, yeah. Chase the shit, yeah. Never chase a bitch, yeah. Being fine. Mask on, yeah. Fuck your mask off, being fine. Mask on, yeah. Fuck your mask off, being fine. Purchase it, yeah. Miley purchase it, being fine. Chase the shit, yeah. Never chase a bitch, yeah. Chase no bitch. Photo maybe, I drive in it. Buy my ring, make them go insane.
It sounds like.
Is there any talent to rapping at all?
None.
The
point is that the same name of the song was Mask Off, and it was like the same.
I think all of us could rap. I think if you give that little backtrack, all of us could rap and be successful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The character would be hard to sell. A middle-aged man into conspiracy.
As long as you got the G Media on side, mate, it'll sell like
well done.
Gangster rap.
Yeah, but seriously, there's no... My favorite COVID song is the COVID Cooties right now. It sounds like an all-girls band. And that's if you want to play that, I think that one's pretty good.
As drunk as we all are, we're always
not doing. We're not all drunk.
Well, can I just say quickly, like, I actually was looking up some rap stuff, and I can't remember what I searched for, but I found this video that had, like, fucking umpteen million views, and even the subscribers on its YouTube was, like, 3 million subscribers. So this is a popular vid. I can't remember the name of it, but it's pretty much it's a guy, a white guy with a beard, really fat, wearing a MAGA American, right? Again, cap.
Yeah. Which it means.
And there's a black guy opposite him on the table in this warehouse, and this white guy's rapping, but his voice is, you know, it sounds kind of like, you know.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
I've never come across it. And, mate, seriously, you got to watch the video. It is so, you think, oh, this guy, because he's slagging this black guy off, saying, dude, you do fuck all. You're always saying, like, nigger and stuff, and we're not allowed to say it, blah, blah, blah. You know, this double standard, blah, blah. And you're going, wicked, good on you. And then all of a sudden, he sits down, and then the black guy gets up. And, man, then he just sits down and just takes it up the ass from this black guy, at this rapper. And at the end, they actually hug each other, and it's the most vomit-worthy fucking video I've seen. It started off so well, and then just went to vomit. I'll try and find it on my history, but man, I thought...
Hey, noise. How much can I bet I will say will I say the N-word again?
No,
I told...
No, okay. Benoit, can you play PK's coronavirus cup? That was really well done.
There's a couple of coronavirus cups around. YouTube. Big shout out to him.
I thought it was really well done. Really well. I'd obviously scripted it.
Yeah, the guy.
He deleted my comments on his YouTube page. I don't know why. And I send him a Patreon. I send him a Patreon every month. I was kind of disgusted.
Well, fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga.
Ah, it was not again.
I said it.
Point is,
it's just a word.
Welcome to the running of the 2020 Coronavirus Cup, formerly known as the Melbourne Cup. More than half the runners have been locked away. There's been an amazing change in the betting markets. When early markets were framed, the big money was for the big prick. But come race day, this blinkered gelding, ridden by unpopular jockey Little Willie Gates and trained by partner Mad Linda Gates, has blown out like the north wind. The bookies cannot write a ticket on it. It has drifted from early opening odds of 2-1, and now the odds are out to 33-1. The avalanche of money has come for the truth. The punters have jumped out of trees to back this horse. Economic meltdown is moved forward and one of the outside stalls. Bookies are getting restless. The last of the runner, social distancing, moves into the extreme outside stall. The start announces rostrum. Red lights flashing. The gates crash open and the crowd roars, missing the jump. On the inside is the big prick. Slow also with self-isolation. Coming across from out wide, I trust the experts. We're flattening the curve. Best away towards the outside, our economic meltdown. We're all in this together and the new normal. Social distancing is out wide on its own. As they reach the course proper, it's the new normal in unprecedented times. Up front with Diamond Princess and Stimulus Package. It's all BS hugging the rails. Event 201 out wider with social distancing covering ground. Then comes the ventilator and Chip Chip, I tell a little lie. Followed by economic meltdown, three wide outside of we're rolling this together and tracing gap. Next to line of three, cure worse than the disease. Outside of flattening the curve and stay home, stay alive. The truth is covered up by toilet paper. Tracing gap around dancing with nurses. Trust the experts and self-isolation. You've got Trump outside of tested positive. Complete lockdown and a big prick at the rear. Past the post, the first time as the crowd roars and the pacemaker is the ventilator from Diamond Princess cruising along second. Then events 201 outside of its all BS. Stimulus package racing ungenerously. Economic meltdown still three wide outside of the new normal and unprecedented times. Then comes we're all in this together. In between cure worse than the disease and Chip Chip, I tell a little lie. Stay home, stay alive on the inside of dancing with nurses and social distancing covering ground. Circling the field is trust the experts. Around you got Trump racing up and flattening the curve. Next along the rails is the truth being covered up by self-isolation. Toilet paper is tucked in behind with tested positive on its outside. The last couple complete lockdown with the big prick struggling to keep up. 1400 out. It's still the ventilator making play. Two lengths, Diamond Princess from event 201 outside of its old BS in a great spot. Trust the experts has made ground round stimulus package. Who's a bit out of control? Economic meltdown looks in trouble this far from home. The new normal and unprecedented times together with cure worse than the disease covering ground. Stay home, stay alive, getting inside runs from we're all in this together and Chip Chip, I tell a little lie. Flattening the curve, moving forward around tracing app. Social distancing is at a wide run. Toilet paper is now on a roll. With you got Trump with its mouth wide open. The truth under a good hole, still covered up by tested positive. The last few being self-isolation, dancing with nurses. Complete lockdown and the big prick is pulling hard but going nowhere. 800 metres out and the ventilators run out of puff as the runs are coming. Trust the experts of Diamond Princess still there and out wide are flattening the curve with toilet paper getting inside runs and it's all BS pulled out wide. The new normal and tested positive looking for a run. Top of Australia and it's toilet paper being tackled by its own BS. The new normal and flattening the curve tested positive still there with we're all in this together but it's all BS. He's shot to the lead. Halfway down the straight it looks home. Toilet paper hanging on, tested positive, trying out, but it's all BS, clear from toilet paper. But here comes the truth, driving through on the inside. It's all BS being grabbed by the truth, and the truth races into equine immortality. To defeat, it's all BS, toilet paper clung on the third. Just in front of tested positive, stay up, stay alive. We're all in this together, flattening the curve. Diamond Princess then can trust the experts. The new normal self-isolation, dancing with nurses. Cure worse than the disease, Chip Chip, I tell a little lie. Complete lockdown, economic meltdown, tracing gap, unprecedented times. They're coming in at long intervals. Events 201 and stimulus package tied. You got Trump, looks like it choked down. Social distancing never got close. The ventilator led and collapsed. And the big prick has broken down and will need to be put down. But we know the truth by we called you so, Adam. It will in the end. Trained by I Hate Lies and written by Aussie Battler PK. Heavily supported the start, even money favourite. Second, it's all BS by Scandemic out of Plandemic, trained by Mason Free and written by Dr. Fauci, starting at 33-1. And third was Toilet Paper by Shit out of Bumhole, trained by Mad Panic and written by Johnny Asswipe. Complete Outsider starting at 400-1. That's all for the running of the 2020 Coronavirus Cup. See you all next year.
Brilliant.
What a top big day!
Well
done, right? Well,
that was absolutely brilliant.
That was great.
Spot on, man. Hey, guys,
that's exactly what you hear if you live here. Like, that's the Australian voice of the what do they call them?
Yeah. Rick's got to go. So, Rick, what do you want to say? Where you go?
No, what I want to say, that was fan-fucking-tastic, man. That was a really good.
Well done.
Fantastic, yeah. One of the best. One of the best I've heard. And I've heard a few, but that's the best.
Where did it come from? Who is it?
PK. Again? PK.
It's PK. Awesome. Well done.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, that was really.
He's on fire. His channel is on fire.
Yeah.
He is pumping out stuff every day. Really good.
Yeah, I sent some fantastic stuff from him. Anyway, I've got to go, guys, but tomorrow night.
I only spoke to him once. All right. Hey, Kiwi.
I'm going to go. Yeah.
I want to hear what Kiwi says about the new abortion laws in New Zealand. Is that amazing or what?
Yeah, it's just what we expected to get from that woman.
Let me guess. Like all the children have to die? Is that the new rule?
you
got a tranny in charge.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, and fucking it's just hell. Horrific. It's horrific.
Yep.
And there they go, though, the Kiwis are supporting it because, we needed these laws because, you know.
Oh, sure.
Like, fuck off, you cunt. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yep. No wonder you left. You can't live there, can you?
No, absolutely. I got out of there when I was 18, and I will never, ever, ever move back there. I would actually... am going to become a Australian citizen, I would say, if I can find the ways to do so. Because, I mean, when you see stuff like that, you just go, oh, I'm sorry, I can't be part of that. But, look, Australia's no angel. I mean, though this is bad.
We're just as bad, but, I mean, like that's your first prime minister, isn't it? The whatever her name is, the... The big hands.
Big hands and big balls.
The first female prime minister, I mean.
No. We had the ugliest looking fuck of a prime minister after I left. And she's now in charge of the United Nations. Or
forget about it a little.
With Julia Gillard.
No. That was Australian. Julia Gillard, yeah, bad. But this is...
They always get positions, fucking...
They do. It's funny, that.
Kevin
Rudd. You know what Kevin Rudd's doing? He's working for a think tank in America at the moment. And he's...
Me now? Me now, huh? What?
Yeah. Remember they called the Chinese red fuckers? That was hilarious.
Yeah. What about when Gareth Evans said, you know, they're down big puppies.
Anyway, guys, remember that? I'm going to go, but so tomorrow night.
All right, mate. Back. Hey, dude, I'm glad you're still in the straight. Yeah, newspapers. Yeah. Right.
Okay, so to give you a bit of a goodbye with an interesting news. Hertz, the rental service system, has declared bankruptcy, apparently.
Interesting. You know that Hertz is the same... You know how we have Hertz on our, the measurement of electronics? It's the same family. The Hertz family and Hertz Rent a Cars, same people. Exact same.
Is that
people.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very odd name. It's a very odd name, obviously.
I thought so. But yeah, so Mr. Yeah. Hertz is.
It sounds German. It sounds like Theodor Herzl, the father of Zionism.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Well spotted, man. Well spotted. Anyway, guys, got to go. And fantastic. Right, but tomorrow, tomorrow night, Rollo's going to pitch newspapers, and I'm pitching a newspaper, and I'm going to buy one.
Exactly.
And we'll be talking about the news. And
I'm going to do a bang. I'm going to do a bang.
Good luck.
Fuck off, you Kiwi
Puff. Be there, be square. Be there, be square.
Fuck off, you Kiwi Puff. I'll do you.
All right, cheers.
There we go. That's Exoteric 64.
Hi, Exoteric.
Yeah.
Yes, so FUSA in Canada is declaring bankruptcy. 10,000 jobs have to be lost, I think. We're lost on the 21st of April, and I guess there are many more to come. That's how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of car jockeys and rental clerks out of a job. Yes.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Ab, can I ask you a question?
What
still makes you get up? Ab,
they'll
what
go
still
on
makes
the
you
door.
Get up in the morning?
What are you talking?
I think that it's a great news for anyone in North America and Canada that want to buy any type of used car. That's how it is.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the only good point I might see in that specific situation. You might get across a low mileage and good maintenance car for a fair price.
Yeah, but most people don't want to buy a rental car because people beat the crap out of them.
That's a fact.
Yes, yes.
I always take. When I went to Hertz, H-E-R-T-Z.
Well, that was a Celica.
Yes, the Celica is a fantastic car. And
the Celica or a Celica?
No, Goldie. You broke my wing mirror off, you bastard.
Have you fixed it yet?
No,
I mean,
I haven't.
But it doesn't take much to fix that fucking thing, mate. And obviously, you were putting it on that you were that.
Get some glue.
Yeah, dude, just get a screw. Just fix it. Come on. Do something.
Yeah, it's all right, mate. It's all right. You wound it out. I remember when you drove it, you wound it out as hard as it could go. I mean, you went hard on it.
I didn't know.
Piece
like
of genius.
Nut.
Oh, come on. I thought you wound it out a little bit. Yeah, I wound it out when I was a kid. Oh, you call bullshit on me? No, I got it up to 165. That was years ago. Oh, fucking 30 years ago, yeah.
I got it up to about, like, maybe 71, if that, in a 50 zone.
You can't call that winding it up, or what do you call it?
You didn't find the gears, you know, you ground them a bit. But that's
Dude, what a lie. Stop lying. Stop trying to make up shit to sound interesting, man. What a fucking lie.
Fucking
man,
love you, man.
I drove that absolutely, because it was your car, it was given to you by your mother, and I drove it so carefully.
Absolutely.
A person that had never driven it before, and it was just because I wanted to adjust the mirror that the fucking thing fell off.
Yeah, one touch,
fell off, bang, done. But didn't break the mirror, so it's fixable. Why haven't you fixed it yet?
Dude.
Come on, mate,
dude.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, I'm a lazy cunt.
You are lazy. Mate, you got to stop this laziness. It's not good for you.
Well, talking to you always keeps me on song. Keeps me on, you know.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. There's nothing you can say to me that will offend me.
Good. Next week, by the time at the end of next week, I want that mirror fixed on there. Research.
You do? And you want me to...
I want you to do it. I don't want you to pay someone to do it. I want you to do it, dude. You've got all the time in the world. Fix the fucking mirror on that Celica, all right?
All right.
And I want you to get a new microphone, Golden Skidmark.
Oh, is it really
get
fucked,
a new one.
Is it? Ah, shit.
Yeah, it's in and out.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
We've been going through it.
Go get a new one.
It's a wire. I have to, like, check it out. Yeah, it's one of the,
you mean you know about it? You knowingly...
No. I've been trying to suss it out. I've got a feeling that... Because I've got a very long wire. I think
you're not trying to sabotage the audio chat deliberately,
dude,
are you?
I am.
Ab, he's not trolling.
That's your job.
I'm not a
saboteur.
Oh,
man.
Fuck you!
Is that a drop?
No. We got
Let's just do a little bit of what's going on.
Too many F-bombs, Goldie, by the way, in your last audio. Way too many F-bombs.
Oh, so no more F-bombs? All right, okay. Right.
Oh, last one, you just kept dropping them. It just wrecks the audio.
Yeah, you got to keep it clean, man. You know?
Yeah.
Have you ever said fuck? Have you ever said fuck on the air?
See, there you go again.
When it's necessary. When it's necessary, I do, yeah. Fuck.
I put F in the post because Google took down Podcast Addict, the number one Android addict or audio player from their store, but over COVID. But a few days later, he got it back in. But I put F in the title of that because I was mad. That was insanely ridiculous. I don't know who did that. Maybe they have a little minion there that saw that it was obviously allowed them to play a COVID non-governmental information podcast, which could have been anyone's podcast anywhere in the world, and they take the app down. I thought that was egregious and disgusting and an overreach of their monopoly, because they're a monopoly. All monopolies need to be regulated by the government. Sorry. If you allow a monopoly to become in place, because especially since the government gives them tons of money, then you got to, there has to be appeals. It's crazy. Ab, it's ease of use.
It's ease of use, and a lot of people get used to that. And years ago, I remember you were talking on air, and you forgot, you pressed the wrong button, and it was, and you called me a pain in the ass because I played it on Radio Rollo years ago when you
dropped the F-bomb because you were talking to a mate.
You were talking to a mate, and you didn't know you were on air, and I went, this is funny as fuck, because you dropped the F-bomb. That's the way I
talk to that guy. By the way, we don't really talk anymore because of COVID. You know how many people I don't talk to now because of COVID?
How many? And name them.
Too many. No, I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about normal people. We don't talk. Yeah.
I'm finding with this COVID thing, like even people that I talked to, now all of a sudden the COVID thing hit.
Yep.
They're awake like I am. Now they don't even want to really. Well, I don't. We haven't corresponded because I think it's because they're watching us now. They're really watching us now. You know what I mean? It's that sort of Big Brother sort of thing, happening.
Good luck to them. Yeah.
Well, I'm in this situation where everyone has an opinion on COVID because everyone is affected by it. 9/11 did not affect many people that we know at all. But COVID is whacking everyone hard right now, the ones that aren't able to get government money. So everyone has an opinion on it. And we're seeing with the masks who believes it and who doesn't. We really are. It's advertising for it. If you ask me, I see the masks on people. They're right up to their eyeballs. I call them face diapers. And I think, are you guys all pretending to be on a medical show? Are you guys all pretending you're on the show ER? That's all I can think about because it's so ridiculous. It's just, why don't they wear scrubs? I want everyone to wear scrubs as well. Wear the hat, wear the mask, wear the
blue. Remember the show? Zach. Yeah, what was his name? Zach. Yeah, the main guy, yeah.
Why don't people go all the way? I want to see hazmat suits. I want to see hazmat suits become de rigueur. Everyone should wear a hazmat suit.
All right, hazmat suit. Oh, look, I met a guy who met John C. McGinley. He was the best part of Scrubs. What do you reckon?
What's Scrubs? What do you reckon? TV show?
It was a show that was mildly funny, not bad, you know.
What was it about? A medical show?
Just
run by Jews. Run by Jews. Owned by Jews. Cheers.
Okay, Roll. I think I hear your wife calling.
Oh, are you going to kick me off, are you?
Ab, what you were saying about the COVID thing, it's not like 9/11. Well, but with COVID, everybody's losing their jobs. With 9/11, mate, that created jobs because everybody joined the army and went to war.
Yeah, that's true.
So, bonus.
Now you've got to join the contact tracing army. Did you see Australian bylaw cops coming to the woman's house and asking if she was at a demonstration?
Was that in Australia or America?
Yes. That was Australia.
Oh, really?
Just before I go, guys. I understand. I'm a bit pissed now.
You're out of
Benoit, can you just play Join the Army by, do you remember the band?
Put on your face diaper.
Not at all. I don't know
what you're talking
Join
about.
The Army. It's called Suicidal Tendencies.
It's called In the Navy.
Suicidal Tendencies.
Send the link. Send the link.
Benoit.
I want it.
Suicidal Tendencies. Join the army. I'm gonna leave. Love you guys.
No,
take
man.
Care.
So,
bye.
Just wait 2 seconds. Because I'm about to play your song. So.
Can you find the, Jim on?
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the FreeCallers.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. We'll be right back.
Et voilà. Join the army.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad.
No, that wasn't the worst song.
Huh.
It was a proper send-off for Rollo.
Yeah. Join the army.
Yes. So I will have to leave too because it's start to be a bit late and I'm getting the look by my girlfriend. So
fair
the
enough.
Look means that my time of speaking English loudly in the hour is over for today.
Oh, good, man.
So have a nice night, I figure, since you are all in Australia, all those that are still in the room.
Hey, mate, lovely weather. We're getting a storm tomorrow, so, but yeah, it's pretty good for this time of year.
Yeah, so enjoy it as long as possible. Bye-bye, everyone.
All right. Ciao, man.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Mizong from Switzerland, and you are listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
We accept the reality of the world with which we're presented. It's as simple as that.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Sean from California. You listen to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com. If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Fakeologists.
Recorded live. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Open your eyes.
I want to live a real life. I don't want to dream any longer.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Yesarian, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something is actually strange.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is John Friend from TheRealistReport.com, and you are listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Once in a while, one of us wakes up. It's not supposed to happen, but it does.
This is Airside's Conundrum, FEMA Region 3. I'd like to talk today about contact tracing and the dystopian omniscient adversary. More specifically, trace skipping. If you ever saw Blade Runner, Harrison Ford, he was a skip tracer. So he's trying to track people down like a bounty hunter. So we're talking here about avoiding being traced, you know. Sure, you could go off-grid, but, you know, fuck that. So first of all, I discussed in episode one of my series, the omniscient adversary. This is some government agency or IT company or big tech or whatever who knows everything about you. And I think there are serious limits to this in terms of what they can do with like a magic crystal ball or machine learning algorithms, artificial intelligence. As a fakeologist, I see that it's easier to create the illusion of control. For example, police officers, you know, they only catch 10% of criminals and put them, and then they have about these great cops like T.J. Hooker. Gets his man, you know, blah, blah. But that's bullshit. The adversary punishes low-hanging fruit and just psyops everybody else into compliance. You know, it's easy to get, let's say you're filtering water, right? With a certain amount of work, you can filter 75% of that water, get out most of the particles. If you want another 10% out, it could double the expense. And another 5 on top of that might double the expense again. Or you filter too much and you get a lot of waste, like on the sediment and on the skim, and which is also happening in our like social media environment where they're using really a broad brush to ban huge amounts of people. So they set up traps with low-hanging fruit. I think that the Bluetooth tracking, contact tracing, and probably social media posting. And let's just grant that they can connect your number to your identity, even if you never told it to them. Let's just say that they can make that connection. So here's what you do. You go on Amazon, and you buy a feature phone, which is like a dumb phone, you know. Or you could find an old dumb phone in a drawer from 10 years ago. A lot of people have those. You could consider making a social media post or starting an official social media account under your, where you say, coronavirus is really bad and dangerous, you know, and I'm definitely social distancing and everybody needs to, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just say that shit for the people. You take your new phone, you pull out your SIM card, you put it in the new phone. At this point, you have a smartphone, which is your current phone, and a dumb phone, which is your new phone, okay? So you set up call forwarding from your smartphone to your dumb phone. Then you take the smartphone, you install the contact tracing app, which doesn't actually exist yet from what I can find on the App Store, and you turn it on, you plug in your phone, and then you just stick your phone in your closet. Boom. Now you're just sheltering at home, you know, whatever. Somebody calls your phone, it gets forwarded to the dumb phone that you have in your pocket. And as far as the database knows, you haven't had any contact with anybody. So in lieu of resisting, we're doing a fake compliance and we're sort of handing over poison data. So they just won't check on you again. I think that this is kind of time, a more urgently dystopic scenario. Right now, you might think that there's still hope to, you know, create the message, spread the word, get people turned on to fakeology. But if you decided that that wasn't worth the risk anymore and it wasn't working, then you could just fake compliance in this manner. So this is your backup plan for trace skipping in 2021. All right, you heard. Thanks for listening. Bye.
I'm really the end of it, and that's all, folks.